3rd of January, 1936. Talk number 123. Dr. Mohammed Hafiz Syed, a Muslim professor of Persian and Urdu in the University of Allahabad, asked, "What is the purpose of this external manifestation?" Maharshi, "This manifestation had induced your question." Devotee, "True. I am covered by Maya. How to be free from it?" Maharshi, "Who is covered by Maya? Who wants to be free?" Devotee, "Master, being asked who, I know that it is ignorant me, composed of the senses, mind, and body. I tried this inquiry, who, after reading Paul Brunton's book. 3 or 4 times I was feeling elated, and the elation lasted some time and faded away. How to be established in I. Please give me the clue and help me." Maharshi, "That which appears anew must also disappear in due course." Devotee, "Please tell me the method of reaching the eternal truth." Maharshi, "You are that. Can you ever remain apart from the self? To be yourself requires no effort, since you are always that." Talk number 124. Another impatient questioner elaborated long premises and finished asking why some children die a premature death. He required the answer not to satisfy the grown-up ones who look on, but the babies who are the victims. Maharshi, "Let the victims ask. Why do you ask and desire the answer from the standpoint of the child?" Talk number 125. The Muslim professor asked, "When I am here, my mind is sattvic, pure. As soon as I turn my back on this, my mind hankers after so many objects." Maharshi, "Are the objects different from you?" "There can be no objects without the subject." Devotee, "And how shall I know it?" Maharshi, "Being that, what do you want to know? Are there two selves for the one to know the other?" Devotee, "Again, I repeat, sir, how to know the truth of all this and experience the same?" Maharshi, "There is no gaining of anything new. All that is required is to rid the self of ignorance. This ignorance is the identification of the self with the non-self." Devotee, "Yes, still, I do not understand. I must have your help. Everyone here is waiting on you for your grace. You yourself must have sought originally the help of a guru or of God. Extend that grace to others now and save me. Before I came here, I desired to see you very much, but somehow I could not find an opportunity to do so. In Bangalore, I made up my mind to return to my place. I met Mr. Friedman and others who sent me here. You have dragged me here. My case is like Paul Brunton's in Bombay when he was dragged here, having canceled his passage home. I hesitated at first on arrival. I wondered if I would be permitted to approach you and converse with you. My doubts were soon set at rest. I find that all are equal here. You have established an equality among all. I dined with you and others. If I should say so to my people in UP, they would not believe it. The Brahmins would not drink water with me, nor chew pan with me. But here you have taken me and others like me in your fold. Though Gandhi is striving hard, he cannot bring about such a state of affairs in the country. I am very happy in your presence. I regard you as God. I consider Sri Krishna to be true God because he has said, quote, whomsoever one may worship, the worshiper worships me only, and I save him, unquote. Whereas all others have said, quote, salvation is through me, meaning himself, only, end quote. Krishna alone is so broad-minded and has spoken like God. You observe the same kind of equality.